Daniel, Chapter 2. The overall topic is the successive vastation, or gradual destruction, of the church. First, a summary of the internal sense from Prophets and Psalms. The future character of Babylon is foretold. This was not known to those who made common cause with Babylon. Those who made common cause with Babylon were blinded. But the future character of Babylon was disclosed by revelation from the Lord to those who were of the church. The progress of the Babylonish religion follows. First, the rulers would learn and teach the goods and truths of heaven and the church. And afterwards, they would backslide, until nothing remained except what was adulterated, thus what was merely false and evil. And then the Lord would come. First, the word will be taught there according to truths of doctrine drawn from it. Afterwards, the church will prevail, not from spiritual good, but from natural good. Finally, all good and truth will be changed by adulterations into evil and falsity, prevailing only through civil, diabolic power. Then the Lord will come and destroy that religion, and will institute a church that will be in divine truth from Him. This was the beginning of Babylon, when it worshipped the God of heaven and magnified doctrine from the Word. And now, the summary of the internal sense for verses 1 and 2. The future character of Babylon is foretold. And in the second year of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, and his spirit was disquieted, and his sleep was gone from him. Then the king said to call the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. A summary of the internal sense for verses 3 through 11. This, that is, the future state of Babylon, was not known to those who made common cause with Babylon. And the king said to them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was disquieted to know the dream. And the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic. O king, live to eternity. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, The thing has gone from me. If you will not make known to me the dream with its interpretation, you shall be made into pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show me the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts and rewards and great glory. Therefore show me the dream and its interpretation. They answered again and said, Let the king say the dream to his servants, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would buy the time because of this. You see the thing has gone from me. But if you will not make known to me the dream, there is but one law for you, for you have prepared lying and corrupt words to say before me until the time is changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me its interpretation. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, There is not a man on the earth who is able to show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler who asked such things of any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is no one else who can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. A summary of the internal sense for verses 12 and 13. Those who made common cause with Babylon were blinded. All because of this, the king was angry and very enraged, and said to make all the wise men of Babylon perish. And the law went out that the wise men should be killed, and they sought Daniel and his friends to be killed. A summary of the internal sense for verses 14 through 30. But the future character of Babylon was disclosed by revelation from the Lord to those who were of the church. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the major of the king's guard, who had gone out to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's ruler, "Why is the law so hasty from the king?" Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire compassion from before the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his friends should not perish with what was left of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God from ages and even for ages, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise, and knowledge to those who know understanding. He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known to me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known to us the king's matter." All because of this, Daniel went in to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to make the wise men of Babylon perish. He went and said thus to him, "Do not make the wise men of Babylon perish. Bring me in before the king, and I will show the interpretation to the king." Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus to him, "I have found a man of the sons from the exile of Judah, who will make known to the king the interpretation." The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Art thou able to make known to me the dream which I have seen, and its interpretation?" Daniel answered before the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and those who sever, cannot show to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy concerns came upon thy bed. What should be after this? And he who reveals secrets makes known to thee what shall be. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than anyone living, but to the intent that the interpretation may be made known to the king, and that thou mightest know the concerns of thy heart. A summary of the internal sense for verses 31 through 35. The progress of the Babylonish religion follows. First, the rulers would learn and teach the goods and truths of heaven and the church. And afterwards, they would backslide, until nothing remained except what was adulterated, thus what was merely false and evil. And then the Lord would come. Thou, O king, wast seeing, and behold a great image. This great image, whose manifestation was excellent, stood before thee, and its appearance was terrifying. This head of the image was of good gold, his chest and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of bronze, his legs of iron, his feet partly from iron and partly from clay. Thou wast seeing, until a stone was cut out, not by hands, which smote the image on his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces together, and became as the chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away. Then no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great rock, and filled the whole earth. A summary of the internal sense for verses 36 through 38. First, the word will be taught there, according to truths of doctrine drawn from it. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven has given thee a kingdom, security, and authority, and glory. And wherever the sons of men dwell, he has given the animals of the field and the fowls of the heaven into thy hand, and has made thee have dominion over them all. Thou art this head of gold. A summary of the internal sense for verse 39. Afterwards the church will prevail, not from spiritual good, but from natural good. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of bronze, which shall have dominion over all the earth. A summary of the internal sense for verses 40 to 43. Finally, all good and truth will be changed by adulterations into evil and falsity, prevailing only through civil, diabolic power. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and subdues all things, and as iron that breaks all these shall it break in pieces and pulverize. And in that thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, and there shall be in it some of the strength of the iron, because thou sawest the iron commingled with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly iron and partly clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron commingled with miry clay, they shall be commingling themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave with one another, even as iron does not commingle with clay. A summary of the internal sense for verses 44 and 45. Then the Lord will come and destroy that religion, and will institute a church that will be in divine truth from him. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand, for ages. Inasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out from the rock, not by hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall be after this, and the dream is certain, and its interpretation sure. A summary for verse 46 through 49. This was the beginning of Babylon, when it worshipped the God of heaven and magnified doctrine from the word. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and adored before Daniel, and said to make a libation to him, and a gift offering, and restful offerings. The king answered Daniel and said, "Of a truth, it is that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since thou couldst reveal this secret." Then the king made Daniel great, and gave him many great gifts, and made him have dominion over the whole province of Babylon, and made him the great one of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king.